Essential health benefits are a core set of services that cover 10 broad categories like hospitalization, doctor's visits, and prescription drugs.
Okay, so plans in the marketplace have to cover these 10 broad categories. What's that mean financially in terms of paying for these services?
It means that they may still be subject to co-pays or co-insurance, or you might have to meet your deductible first. But with essential health benefits, you're not going to find that there's fine print in your insurance policy later that says, oh, we won't cover you when you're in the hospital, or we won't cover you in an emergency.
What are some of the other significant services that these new plans are going to be required to cover?
One is maternity coverage. For people who buy insurance themselves, they don't get it through their job. It is likely impossible today to find an insurance company that's going to include maternity coverage in the insurance policy. It's just not for sale. In 2014, that's one of the essential services, and it will be in every policy. Another big one is mental health coverage. In 2014, individuals and families who buy on their own and small businesses, their insurance policies can't place more limitations on mental health benefits than it does on medical coverage or physical health coverage.
I also read that pediatric services, or at least some pediatric services, are included in the essential health benefits.
Right. So policies sold in the marketplace and even outside of the marketplace have to cover pediatric, dental, and vision services. The caveat is if there's any standalone dental plan within the marketplace that covers the pediatric dental benefit, then the medical policies don't have to cover pediatric dental. The bottom line is that everybody will have the ability to purchase pediatric dental and vision coverage within the marketplace.
And that's a big deal, too, because there's a lot of people, and especially kids in Texas, who don't have dental coverage.
Right, yeah. When you look at across states, Texas ranks, you know, right among the bottom. When you look at children's dental coverage, the average in the U.S. is 23% of kids lack dental coverage. In Texas, it's higher. It's 32% of kids here have no dental coverage. And access to it through the marketplaces and through private insurance should help that.
Though the benefit in terms of dental checkup and vision for kids, that isn't something that's included in the essential health benefits for adults.
That's right.
What are some of the other services that aren't included in the essential health benefits?
Treatment for infertility, weight loss surgery and weight loss programs, long-term care, elective cosmetic surgery. So it's not every single healthcare service somebody might want, but it is a broad range of what is needed to keep us healthy and help us when we get sick.
All right, we're going to play a little game, and I'm going to run through some of the benefits, and you can tell me covered, not covered, or maybe for what individual and small group plans have to have. Is that all right?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
There's maternity and newborn care.
That is covered.
How about emergency care, ER visits?
ER visits will be covered.
How about LASIK?
No, that is not required in the essential health benefits.
There's going to be a lot of people disappointed with that answer. How about lab services?
Lab services are required under essential health benefits.
That's Stacy Pogue. She's senior analyst at the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin. Stacy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.